0 or seasideattorneys.com.
Good morning. It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Thursday, August 8th, 2019. We have 23 vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule. In our marine weather forecast, we have southwest winds 5 knots, wind waves from the southwest 1 foot at 4 seconds apart, and southwest swells 3 feet high at 17 seconds between wave crests, and a chance of drizzle in the morning. And today we're going to resume our chat with Columbia River bar pilot Captain Dan Jordan, all about the Buoy 10 fishery on the Columbia River, which is happening right now. There are definitely safety issues between hundreds of small boats and the big ships that share that waterway. We're going to be talking about that in just a few moments. But first, let's take a look at our Columbia River ship schedule. We have 6 inbounders, 9 in our 2 Astoria anchorages, and 8 outbounders heading downriver and out to sea. The Glovis Cosmos is arriving from Tacoma, headed for Portland. She's a car carrier with Hyundais on board, headed for the Port of Portland. She'll pass Astoria maybe around 2 p.m. You might see her at the Port of Portland by about 8 p.m. The Demijohn A is arriving from China, headed for the Rainier Anchorage opposite Longview. She'll pass Astoria around 4:30 p.m. and arrive in Rainier at the anchorage there at 8 p.m. It's kind of an interesting just point of information about ships that are anchoring there in Rainier, where the river is relatively narrow. They have anchors on both ends. They have federally funded anchorage buoys there, and the ship drops an anchor, say, off its bow and then hooks up to one of those designated anchors in the anchorage from its stern, and it gets held on both ends, and so it can't swing with the tide the way our ships do here in Astoria, where the river is quite wide, and that keeps the ship channel open. So just a very interesting bit about anchoring off Rainier. The Nordic Tianjin is inbound from Russia today. She's arriving, passing Astoria maybe around 5:30 p.m., headed also for that Rainier anchorage. She's going to be going upriver eventually, though, to Portland to pick up soda ash. So she'll pass Astoria maybe 5:30 and be in Rainier by 9. The CSL Tecumseh, Canadian shipping lines, arriving from Mexico, headed for Rainier to the U.S. gypsum plant there opposite Longview on the Columbia River. She is picking up gypsum that was mined in Mexico, taking it to the Rainier U.S. gypsum plant, where they'll probably make it into things like wallboard, one of the uses of gypsum. It's a powdery, crumbly substance and a raw material. So she'll pass Astoria around 6 p.m. You might see her at that U.S. gypsum plant by about 9:30 p.m. today. The Royal Innovation is arriving from Japan, headed for the Longview anchorage. She's picking up wheat upriver, probably at the Port of Longview, I think. Passing Astoria around 6:30 p.m., be in Longview by about 10. And the PRT Kaho is arriving from China, headed for Astoria's anchorage. Should be there by about 7:30 p.m. Also in our Astoria anchorage, we have the Rich Future. She finally did arrive here in the river, headed from the anchorage to Vancouver to pick up weed about 6 p.m. today. So she's been in the Astoria anchorage for a bit, probably arrive in Vancouver around midnight. The Emerald Strait, headed to Portland from the anchorage off Astoria to pick up potash at the Port of Portland. She will leave around 11 p.m., and maybe you'll see her in Portland traveling all night on the river. See her at about 5 a.m. tomorrow morning. Awaiting orders in the anchorage, we have the Serenity C, the Blue Bosporus, the Frontier Leader, the Endurance SW, and the Maria. And at the Rice Island anchorage, a little bit upriver from Astoria, the Medi Newport and the Dubai Sun. In our outbounders, the Spirit of Sea Trek is on the schedule again to leave today from Kalama. She's been on the schedule for a couple days now, hasn't left yet. But corn, soy, or wheat are her likely cargoes, leaving around 5 a.m., passing Astoria outbound around 10 a.m. The ANSAC Christine Nancy, American Natural Soda Ash Corporation, is what ANSAC stands for. So she is a soda ash ship, leaving Longview with that cargo on board about 6 a.m., maybe passing Astoria outbound around 9:30 or 10. The Eurasian Highway is leaving Portland. Fords and Hondas on board there, I think, leaving around noon, passing Astoria outbound around 6 p.m. out of the Port of Portland. So you might see her pass Astoria outbound around 6 p.m. Headed for the Columbia River Bar, the Themistocles, named for a Greek politician of many, many decades ago, an ancient Greek name. Leaving Kalama, corn, soy, or wheat on board, leaving around 5 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 11 p.m. You know, people have asked me, how do people name ships? And it varies so widely. Sometimes they're named after people who are important in the company. Sometimes they're named after, like, Greek philosophers and politicians from, you know, ancient times. It sort of seems to be pretty random, but pretty personal sometimes, I would imagine. The Woohoo is an interesting name, is leaving Kalama with wheat on board, leaving around 6 p.m., passing Astoria outbound at 11 p.m. The African Harrier is leaving Longview with wheat on board around 10 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 1:30 a.m. The Anzac Columbia, another soda ash ship, headed out of Portland with soda ash around 10:30 p.m., passing Astoria outbound in the wee hours of Friday morning around 4:30 or 5. And the Eye Evolution, a ship that was in the Astoria anchorage recently, is now leaving Vancouver with wheat on board, heading out around midnight. You might see her around 6 a.m. Friday morning outbound. Well, we're going to hear more about the Buoy 10 fishery today from Columbia River Bar pilot Captain Dan Jordan, who came into the studio earlier this week to talk with me about the Buoy 10 fishery, which is happening right now on the lower Columbia River. Lots and lots of boats, in fact, hundreds of small open boats with people fishing, many of them in the ship channel while ships are going by. So we're going to talk a little bit about that more today. Let's talk a little bit about what you should be thinking about, maybe as a small boat sharing a waterway with ships. What should be maybe on people's minds?
Well, don't be in front of the ship is my first thing, of course. But the perspective that they feel a long ways away from the ship is not my perspective. You know, they might be 1,000 feet, 2,000 feet away from me, but I can't maneuver in that amount of time. So I'm looking at them thinking that I'm worried about their safety, and they think they're perfectly safe.
You know, I mean, the idea, maybe people think that it's maybe like being run over by a truck, by a big semi or something, but it's not really quite like that, but it is very dangerous. What could happen for a small boat getting so close to a big displacement hull like that?
Yeah, so when they get close, even when we're going slow, we do slow down when we're going through the big packs of fishing boats. But yeah, that ship's pushing a lot of water. So there's a big bow wake, can be some wakes on either side that bounce them around for one. Or if they hit the ship, you never know, will they capsize the boat? Are they in the water? There's a big propeller coming along. It could be very dangerous.
So is there any risk of a small boat? Is there any suction next to that ship, or a little small boat could get pulled under in any way?
Well, there's a pressure on the bow where the ship's pushing the water, but then on the stern where the propeller is, there's a suction there that comes into the propeller. And yeah, you don't want to be anywhere near that.
So that was Columbia River Bar pilot Captain Dan Jordan talking about the kind of the physics of water, the physics of ships. And I mentioned that term displacement hull. What does that mean? It means that the ship is displacing water equal to its own weight. And so the ships are very, very heavy. And so there's a huge amount of water being pushed out of the way by that ship, and that creates turbulence. So there's a bow wave that could turn a boat over, as he said. And then the scariest part is that 30-foot-tall propeller is creating suction. And if you get too close to the back of the ship, to the stern, you can get pulled into the propeller, and that is not a good thing. So the moral of that story is just stay away from the big ships. Just stay out of the ship channel. It's not worth your life to catch a fish. And, boy, it sure just strikes terror into the hearts of the folks on these ships to think of harming someone as they're just going about their business. So be careful out there. We'll talk more about this tomorrow. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a wonderful day.